Good morning to you. Is there a possibility that you are leaving your children home alone during the summer? Is that a possibility? You're just so stretched, you've got your work to do, you're running out of options, and indeed the kids are looking after themselves. I want to speak to David Burns from the NSPCC, who's available to have a conversation with us. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Frank.
David, is this people at their wits' end of their tether, or do some people commonly allow maybe one of the slightly older children just to supervise?
I think it's a mixture of both. We understand that parents are under pressure. Kids are off probably, 2 months now over the summer, and parents obviously can't take all that time off work. So what we're advising is that certainly with teenagers, that parents actually sit down with their children, know their obviously their age and also the maturity, because kids all grow up on different levels, and work out a plan with them. We're certainly not saying do not leave them alone, particularly the later teenagers, but we're saying work out a plan with them, know what they're going to do if an emergency happens, if electricity breaks down or a stranger calls to the door. Make sure all kids these days, from probably about the age of 6 or 7, have a mobile phone. So make sure they've got emergency contact details, they can lift the phone and seek advice. And also the children feel comfortable being left home alone. If they don't feel comfortable, don't leave them alone.
What age are we talking about? Because obviously the age of a child stretches well up into the teens. In my mind's eye, I got the impression that parents were leaving like primary school children alone. Is it a concern to leave a 15-year-old alone?
I think it depends obviously yet again on the maturity of the child, and also on the wishes of the child. If you talk to the child and they feel comfortable doing that and they know what to do. And children these days do want to be independent. They don't want to all the time, particularly you say 15-year-olds, they don't want to have their parents beside them all the time. So yes, I think short periods of time and build up to longer periods of time, certainly for teenagers. But as long as they know what to do in an emergency situation and the kids feel comfortable doing that, then I think that is okay, Frank.
Yeah, I think the guidelines are that babies, toddlers, you'll agree with this because this is from your website, babies, toddlers and very young children should never be left alone. Children under the age of 12 are rarely mature enough to cope in an emergency and should not be left alone for any long period of time. And children under the age of 16 should not be left alone at night. That all sounds like good common sense.
Yeah, I mean, we have to remember that there's no law in relation to this. So there's no law in relation to leaving your child home alone. But what we will say is there is law in relation to neglecting your child. So if you put your child at risk and something happens, then yes, you can then break the law and be reported to the police and children's services. But what we're basically advising is seek advice before. If you're uncertain about the legislation, if you're certain about guidelines, please give us a ring at the NSPCC on 0808 800 5000, and we can advise you and list the best way to do things. So do not put your child at risk. Seek advice beforehand, and as I say, then the child will feel comfortable in certain circumstances, and work out a risk plan with your child, and they will then feel okay and listen to leave them for short periods of time at home.
David, it is good advice. Thanks for coming on. Thank you. David Burns, NSPCC Helpline Manager in Northern Ireland. In many ways stating the obvious, but it's a pity that we have to have an expert on to state it. Some people, I'm telling you, really do have to look at themselves when it comes to their ability to be parents if they are leaving young children alone, and indeed if they're even taking risks at all with an 11 or 12-year-old. You got to be so conscious of where they are and what they're at. And it's also interesting that there isn't a law. There isn't a law with regards to neglecting the child, but it isn't technically illegal to leave like a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old alone in a house. If you can prove you're not neglecting them, it's not illegal to leave them on their own. It takes all sorts to bring up kids, there's no doubt about that. And, none of us, I emphasise, none of us are ever perfect at it. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Must say hello to Cosby Curzon. He's the big 50 today. Cosby, you know, keeps in touch with us here on the radio, and he's a great man for film and cinema and expertise as a projectionist and all of that, and that's indeed where he gets the great name from. But I always thought from his communications that he'd been an older man. He's only 50. He's only a boy. Cosby, good morning.